Wellington North. The Township of Wellington North is planning to hold a public information meeting to discuss the forecasted growth and how township businesses can utilize it to better the municipality's economy. In a report submitted by Dale Small, Township's Economic Development Officer, at Monday's meeting, he stated that most of our employers in Wellington North continue to be challenged to recruit enough workers. The public information session will be held in the lower hall at the Arthur and Area Community Center from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Employment has increased by 14% in the past 10 years and is expected to increase by another 7% in the next decade. Ensuring we have a variety of housing options in order that these workers can live in our community is also a key priority. The public information session, which will be held on April 13, is designed to continue to lead discussions around the forecasted growth and how local businesses can utilize it for workforce attraction. Not everyone is supportive of growth and change, but the council has done a good job in being ambassadors for this growth and for helping our community get ready, said Small. This information session will further enable us to continue the discussion within the community as well as amongst staff and council. It will also raise awareness in our community and help them adjust to the growth better. The draft agenda for the session will include presentations from township staff, Mayor Andy Lennox, and followed by a Q&A session. Sow Mike Givens is set to speak about community growth, employment growth, and the impacts of the forecasted growth to the township's transportation, infrastructure, housing, community and recreation services. Meanwhile, Darren Jones, Township's Chief Building Officer, is in charge of speaking about the growth plan, development updates and an overview of what the urban centers in Wellington North will look like. Director of Operations, Matt Aston, will talk about the impact of sewage allocation policy on development, and Wellington County's Director of Economic Development, Crystal Ellis, will cover the county's attainable housing initiative.